Fourth Perek Kalai Mishnah Tes, and the Teyas Kama Al Sheishesoyama. A person who plants his vineyard in a fashion that Lachatchila, the rows are 16 amas away from one another, that's too far away, and they don't combine, and therefore is not treated as a vineyard, as it's treated as individual rows of grapes, and therefore Mutal Havi Zera L'Sham. You can bring or plant seeds of grains, vegetables in between them, as long as he separates with 6 tvachim, he doesn't have to have 4 amas. And we don't treat, or even more than that, if we treat it as a keren, this would be considered like the terach of a keren, which you need much more. In any event, so the 16 amas in between each row, it's not treated as a vineyard, and therefore one can plant it between them, provided that he separates 6 tvachim from the vines. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa B'Tzalmon. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a story in Tzalmon. Be'echad Shenotas Kama Al Sheishesoyama. Somebody planted his keren vineyard this fashion. Hoy Hoifech Sash Teishus B'Tzalechon. He would, 1 year, he would take all the growth of the vines and direct them towards one another in a fashion that these two rows would have all the growth going, let's say, in between the two of them, and then the next two rows, you do the same thing with those two rows, have everything growing going between the two of them, and therefore the space in between the two sets of two rows will be completely open without any of the growth of the vines in that area. And that's way, and by doing so, he'll be able to be zarei at the near. He'd plant the open area between two sets of two rows. V'shanacher, so yhavich zeser l'mokam acher v'zer sabot. And the next year he would switch around, and the area which he did not plant in the previous year, because it was covered by the growth of the vines, this year that area would be open because he redirected the vines to the other side, and he would plant that unplanted area from the year before. Chacham said it's permitted. Why is it permitted? Because, as we said before, 16 amas separation between vines is a reason that they won't combine, and it's not considered one big vineyard, it's individual growth. They say that if every row is more than 8 amas away from one another, we also say they don't combine, and therefore that kerem is not considered kerem, considered individual rows. The mice of the Rambam classroom is like this opinion, and as we saw before, that the Rambam holds that if you don't have two rows that are within 8 amas, all the rows are 8 amas or more apart, they do not combine to be a kerem.